I want to talk about something here in this last homily, something that is dear to all of us, near to us. It can certainly change our lives. It can depress us. It always seems to happen when you don't expect it. It's something that each one of us has experienced and every human experiences. I want to talk about zits. Blackheads, you know, changes, zits. I'm at Pius, and it's interesting to see juniors. You can basically tell if they're having a good day or not when they come into your room, into your classroom. And a lot of times, those juniors, obviously, they are attracted to the opposite sex, and they want to impress someone, they want to impress a guy, or they want to impress a lady. And seemingly, at the very wrong time, when they're trying to go impress a lady, what do they get? Well, they get a huge pimple right on their nose, you know, and it completely destroys their life. And it gives them anxiety and tribulation, and before you know it, the sky is falling on them, and they're depressed, and it affects them. I mean, everyone's had that experience. It usually happens about 2 weeks before prom, typically when you're a junior, and you don't know how to respond. You see changes in these young people's lives. It's really kind of neat to see basically yourself in them now that you're 36 or 50. You look at a 15 or a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and you see them going through physical changes. You know that they're going through emotional changes as well. And you know that basically change is going to accompany them for the rest of their lives. We never, ever, ever stop changing because of the effects of God's grace. These readings this weekend give us an opportunity to reflect on change. We hear it in the first reading, Ezekiel, someone being frustrated, and then God basically saying, I'm the one in charge here. Have patience with me. Things are changing. And then in particular, this gospel reading, we have these two characters. The first person, who is asked to go out to work, says he won't. And if we're really honest with ourselves, isn't that each and every one of us, because of the effects of original sin, aren't we all just a little bit slothful? Aren't we all just a little bit lazy? Really, doesn't the world reflect around us? That's what basically this first guy is saying. I don't want to go to work. It's all about me. I don't want to. Yet, slowly, there's a change that comes about. There's a change of mind. In the Greek, metanoia, to go beyond mind. And in the spiritual life, to go beyond mind and go beyond heart and to change. So this person reflects on his no. He allows Jesus to come into space, and his heart turns, and he changes from the me to the we, and he goes out to work for his old man. He goes out to work with Jesus. This other person, original sin too, yeah, I'll go out to work, and then laziness and sloth and deception and cunning and guile and flout-out evil. Bold-faced lie. Yes, I will go out to work, but then he won't. He deceives others into thinking that he's something that he's not. And if we're really honest with ourselves, isn't that each and every one of us? Yes, I wear a collar. Yes, I'm a holy man. Do I always make my holy hour every day? To be honest, no. I think if we do a good examination of conscience, we see ourselves in both of these people. We can say that we're one thing and end up not doing that thing because of original sin, and we fall into that trap. But really what we're getting at here in these readings is change. To allow God to change you. This first person in this example said something and then ultimately had a change of heart. And maybe that's what you're encountering right now in this retreat. Typically, retreats are pretty bubbly. You have a pretty good experience. Maybe you take one or two things home that really inspires you. Or maybe you're completely on fire. And then after 2 days, what will happen is you'll get attacked. Because God knows if you're on fire, or if Satan knows if you're on fire, Satan's going to want to put out that fire. So I guarantee each one of you, 2 days from now, something will happen. But then that's when you've got to stay close to the Lord and ask for that change to be real, to turn away from the ways of the world, to turn towards the Lord. That is what conversion is, to say no to this and then turn to the good, the whole exercise of virtue over vice. And soon we will see the greatest of changes right here on that altar. What appears to be bread and wine is changed before our eyes to the living God, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And really, that challenges our faith, doesn't it? It's hard to believe that that change happens, yet it does. And if God can take a piece of bread and some wine and change that into his body, blood, soul, and divinity, why can't he do that with you? Really, desolation and temptation and dryness, it's a test of faith. We get lulled into sleep thinking that, you know, God really doesn't care about me. God just isn't real. I must have done something to tick God off because he's not answering my prayers. But really what it comes down to, it's a test of faith. Just like this is a test of faith, but we know it's the same way in desolation. You have to believe that a change is coming. God is working in you. Have patience with him and have patience with yourself. When we walk out of here, the last words are, go forth, the mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Let's take those words to our hearts. And let's take our hearts on fire with this Eucharist into the world, knowing that a change has come about. Let us look for that change. May we be that change. And may we always have faith that God is working miracles constantly, every day, on the altar and in our hearts. And may God bless us all.